Hello, good evening. My name is Giovanni with Opina Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I sure am.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Joe Biden?
Yes, ma'am.
I disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I approve.
Thank you. Would you say things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Completely wrong.
Would you say things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Well, kind of wrong.
Politically speaking.
That's better than other states.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't have kids, so I don't really know, but
okay,
I would
that's
say
fine.
Decent.
So you think that's fair?
Right? Fair.
Decent sounds like fair. Okay, thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Would you say things in the local K through 12 education are generally on the right or the wrong track?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay, thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
I've read about it.
Would you say a moderate amount, only a little, or a great deal?
Well, you see it a lot more in other states, so yeah.
Okay,
good
a
bit.
Moderate amount? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one says, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Not sure yet.
Okay, thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Or much? Okay, thank you.
Somewhat.
That's somewhat likely or less likely? I'm sorry.
Somewhat likely. Depends on their other platforms. So.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are zoned for?
Should.
Thank you. Do you feel all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
They already do, so, yeah, I support it.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should, yeah.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this information, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Yeah, I support it.
Thank you. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Should.
Thank you. We're halfway there. Thank you so much for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I don't support it.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I already have this right, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender
identity? I disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, or there is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's fair. And improve.
Okay, thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority? It's not a priority.
Medium.
Thank you. One idea that's been offered, it's a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I guess neither.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I support the plan for mental health.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less.
Thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. Okay, having heard more details of this plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health care and substance use services in Virginia, Please tell me whether you would support or oppose it.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Thank you. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay the union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Should be.
Thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, such as home phone, address, email, to union organizers?
No, I don't know. Like they should have access.
Okay. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I'm not for unions.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I don't believe in unions.
Okay, thank you. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Well, California's bankrupt, so obviously I don't support it.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost wrapping it up. Thank you so much for your patience. This one says federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
It should.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Libertarian.
Thank you. What is your age range? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 above?
50 through 64.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race, ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm Irish American.
Thank you.
And I'm a redhead. I'm 1% of the population.
Wow. Thank you.
We're
to the last ones here, and I do appreciate your patience. Thank you so much. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
Nope.
Thank you. And the last one says, this is for statistical purposes only. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I was born a female. I identify as a female.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.